Hey there, it's Dee Dee Leprac. This is your Black Women with Other Brothers show coming to you from San Francisco, California for Monday, August 3rd, 2020. Hey everybody, I want to thank you for being here and I want to apologize that the pages are not up. I thought I would have the Twitter and the YouTube open today. Some things are happening here in my life. I'd prefer not to go into it. Nothing bad, but things I have to be absorbed with. So that's being pushed to Wednesday. I am anxious to be talking back with the community, and that will be on Twitter and YouTube. I'm going to make a statement at Facebook on Wednesday, and hopefully everybody will migrate from Facebook, Black Women with Other Brothers, to the Twitter and the YouTube pages. So thank you for that, and thank you for your patience. I am not one of those people who lives my entire life on social media. Some people, they don't really have a life. They don't really take time. And I think the older you get, the more you prioritize what works for your life. So here's what I want to share with you today. Save yourself and keep saying no. Save yourself, keep saying no. I do take my own advice in all areas of life. I am not one of those women that will tell somebody to do something that I've never done. And it annoys me. I used to know women, and I have to say, rest in peace, my late mom was like that. She gave great advice that she never took. So how am I to know that it is effective if she didn't take it? And then sometimes it just seems like somebody's lecturing you. Like, do you ever meet those people if something happens and they say, you should sue? Right? Those people never hired an attorney in their lives. Never, they don't know anything about it, but they're telling you should sue. I can't stand those people because they don't know what it's like hiring an attorney. They have no idea what the process is like. So, some things have been happening here. I'll be talking about them Wednesday, I'm sure. I will have good news to share. It is good news. The reason why that I am not opening these, the Twitter and the YouTube. So anyway, I did my a hero thing and I saved myself. I facilitated a TV piece in San Francisco. I got an investigative news team out for an area of my district that directly affects me, that the city has neglected, and City Hall in San Francisco sucks. The city sucks right now. We have a mayor. She's a Black woman. She absolutely sucks. She has allowed junkies. Anybody with a tent can come to San Francisco, quote, shelter in place on sidewalks, bothering citizens, criminalizing neighborhoods, terrorizing the elderly, disabled, children, families. It's a drag. It happened to my neighborhood. She turned parts of my neighborhood into a junkie slum. I advocated for myself and got an investigative news team out to cover the story. So I did that. And I've also was interviewed for an article about San Francisco. I did that. And I was talking with some people, not on social media. And as we Black women, we always have to be aware of people that want to have us save them or be their emotional mammy, rescue them, be the sister soldier. You have to immediately state your boundaries. And you don't have to curse people out to say that. Excuse me. You don't have to curse people out to have your boundaries. Everything that I've done to advocate, I've cursed nobody out. I find my power comes from not being vulgar. And I have said that before at the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook page. I said many times that Black women need to chill on the cursing. So I was talking to these people, different communication styles, phone calls, text, emails. And they're talking about doing some, well, I can't go into it because I would be betraying their privacy, but they want to do some public actions and were basically telling me that I was going to be involved with them doing it. I said, I am not. I've done my piece already. I do a daily podcast demystifying life in San Francisco. I don't do that for anybody except three people, me, myself, and I, right? I facilitated an investigative news team, and that was slow going. I kept at it. I got a news team to produce a clip that millions of people in the Northern California area have seen, and that piece is still up on their website. So while facilitating for myself, I mean advocating for myself, my neighbors are covered, but again, I'm not a mammy. I'm always looking out for number one. So these people were talking and they were saying, yeah, so we want to do this, we want to do that, and you're going to come along with us. And I said, I am not going to do that because I've done enough. But they just immediately, and it wasn't like, oh, thank you. And they didn't say, oh, thank you for everything you've done. It's just like, yeah, you're going to go along with us and we're going to do this. No, I am not. And I like telling people no. And I say it like a lady. And I don't go back and forth with it. I state my piece one time, and that is it. I really recommend take that advice. Say no, state your piece, and move on. So this is going to be a short podcast. Let me check the time. Oh, yeah, this is it. I've made the point already, right? I will be back on Wednesday. This podcast will sound different. It'll have music, different segments. It'll be a different podcast. And I thank you for coming along. And so just live your life and say no and mean it and say it like a lady. You don't have to curse anybody out. Thank you for subscribing. Make sure to comment wherever you can. I hope everything is beautiful for you and your family, and you guys are safe in this topsy-turvy world. I am Dee Dee LaFrac. This is your Black Women with Other Brothers show, coming to you with a short show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from San Francisco. Everything's beautiful. Yes, everything's beautiful, and I came back to really say thank you for those reaching out to me, some words of support. I appreciate your time and your consideration. This next journey of the Black Women with Other Brothers show is going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, we're going to have intro, outro music, and you will be able to leave voice comments. Isn't that exciting? So I'm looking forward to this. So I'll be seeing you. Let me keep my dates correct. Today is Monday, the 3rd of August. So that is Wednesday, August 5th. We've got a brand new bag coming in Black Women with Other Brothers land. Okay. Thank you once again. See you soon.